Mike Weir joins us right now. And Mike, I just moments ago got a tweet to Hey Landsberg from Graham Dillette. It says, ask him about the eagle he made on me on 18 in Hawaii to empty my wallet. So I'm asking you.
Yeah, that was fun from Graham, I guess. We had a little match. A buddy of mine, I played college golf with Dean Wilson, and I took on the young guys, and Graham had bombed a nice big drive out there on the par 5 18, and I was over, just kind of hit it through the fairway and had a awkward lie and proceeded to punch this 5-wood about 240 yards that ran up there about 20 feet, and I proceeded to make that putt for eagle to nip the young guys, so that was kind of fun.
So we're talking to you. You're in front of the big TaylorMade trucks, which we should probably bring into this right now so it'll give people at home an understanding why it's so noisy there, why you're standing in front of these trucks. Now, is it true that you didn't get your first full set of irons until you were 12 years old? Is that true?
Sorry. What set of irons, Michael? I'm sorry.
Your first full set of irons. Did you get those when you were 12 years old?
Yes, that's correct. The first full set of irons I did get was when I was 12 years old. The pro at Huron Oaks Country Club, Steve Bennett, gave them to me as a Christmas present. And before that, I had a 3, 5, 7, and 9, some old Spalding Woods. And so that's what I played with. And he gave me my first set of blade irons when I was a junior golfer there.
So I'm assuming then that you could get a full set of irons on Friday, which was my segue into the fact that TaylorMade is launching a whole bunch of new products. That's why you're standing in front of the trucks. That's why you're having trouble hearing me. So tell us about Friday's launch, what the product is.
Yeah, they have great new products that I have in the bag. I have a new set of irons in the bag this year. I have a new driver, new 3-wood, 5-wood, new rescue club. So all the products that have come out this year are great. I'm really seeing benefits with the new driver, the new R1. I put it in the bag right away. I had a chance to practice with it a couple weeks before the Sony Open, and I've been very, very pleased with it. But all their equipment, you know, I'm a little stingy when it comes to changing anything in the bag. So when I do change it, it's got to be for the better. And I've changed pretty much everything. So happy with the equipment this year.
Finish this statement, Mike, and this is really important to golf fans. I am what percent healthy today? What percent would you say you are, given the struggles that you've had with an elbow injury?
Yeah, Michael, I would say I'm 90%. I don't have any pain in my elbow at all anymore. It's just the flexibility and the range of motion that I'm still, you know, not quite 100%, but it's getting better all the time, and I keep working on it all the time, every day, but the pain is gone. So I'm able to practice a lot now, and I don't feel like I'm fearing re-injuring it anymore. I'm past that point mentally, and it's been a great thing to get out there and play. That's why I'm able to play this many weeks in a row, and excited to play this many weeks in a row.
Well, you're an expert at golf, and you're also, you're a bit of a wine expert. Is it true? Because I hear this from people all the time. It's a nice barbecue wine. Mike Weir, will you clarify this for us? Is a nice barbecue wine just another way of saying it's a crappy wine?
Well, I think it's very good wine. I don't know. I think just the stigma of Ontario wines and red wines in particular is not really valid. I think they're very good wines across the board. I particularly think ours is very good. So, but I think just that idea worldwide that, you know, the great wines come from France or Italy or, you know, Southern California. But, I think the Ontario wines can really hold their own.
Well, I've heard about 50% of what you said, but I'm 100% sure. It's great to have you on the show. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. This is actually the first time we've ever spoken. Let's get you hooked up to something better, and let's talk more about how things are going for you. The game looks like it's coming around, and TaylorMade has this great product, which you've already talked about, coming out on Friday. Nice to talk to you, Mike Weir.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Yeah, anytime. Be fun to talk again sometime when we have a little better connection.